What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come? Why?
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 What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
What is the Lutheran view on love, dating, and sex? That's the email we received at Lutheran Radio UK from Indonesia. Hello. Welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions. My name is George Samietz, and I'm a pastor based in the county of Suffolk, serving Ascension Lutheran Church at Brandon and also a mission at Ipswich. If you're in Suffolk or Norfolk in East Anglia, then come along and meet Jesus with us. Our details, Ascension's website, and all the details of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England are on the web at lutheran.co.uk. I hope you enjoy the program. What is the Lutheran view on love, dating, and sex? My first reply to this question is that they are wonderful. Love is wonderful. Sex is a great pleasure and special intimacy and bonding. Love and sex are beautiful gifts from God for us to enjoy. Dating is a human arrangement that can also be exciting, hopefully fun, and full of possibilities. My second reply is a bit longer. Now, I know that sin and selfishness ruin everything in this world, and possibly they make a special havoc and deep pain in these areas of life. But my starting point remains love and sex are good gifts from God, while dating can be a worthwhile and marvellous human arrangement. This reflects God and His goodness and love toward us, and He has designed things in such a way that they are for our enjoyment and for the betterment of society. It is God's plan for a man to love his woman and a woman her man. That's a better way of describing the Hebrew and Greek, where in English we use the terms husband and wife, which means pretty much the same thing. So they are each other's. Unless a person has been given the gift of celibacy, and that is another gift, the usual expectation is that couples form, and from them families and society continues. How this happens and what form or shape couples take has varied throughout time and place and culture. The Bible knows of polygamy and concubinage, for example, while Jesus made it very clear that God's original plan was monogamy, faithful living together of a husband and wife until death separates them. So that is the Christian's context for love, dating, and sex, that it is heading towards or is part of a monogamous marriage. God wants husbands and wives to serve each other. And what that might look like for couple A might be very different to couple B and different again to couple C. God sets the vision of mutual service in Christ for His people, but not the specific details about children or housework or finances or what to eat on Wednesday. This is part of each couple crafting and building their marriage together, serving each other. God's plan is that when love and sex go together, the relationship for this to happen is a faithful one, marriage. The biblical picture, that which we should teach our children, is that the person with whom you have sex is the person you are spending the rest of your life with. And if you're not intending to do that, be with, serve, care for this person for the rest of your life, then the matter of love and sex should be considered. How a person moves from being single to married can be quite different around the world. Some form of dating or meeting usually occurs. This might be initiated by the single person or by others, for example, parents. And it is a time of getting to know the other person. And I suppose, speaking romantically, it can be an exciting time full of possibilities. I hope that marriage is also a romantic, exciting time too. How one dates is determined by the culture of the day, and the behaviour that occurs is likewise culturally determined. Is the couple alone? Do they have to be chaperoned? May they hold hands or kiss? Is there a time frame here? Are you still dating after 5 years? Whatever the answers, whatever the dating practices, the behaviour will be what is right and honourable and doesn't send mixed messages that the couple is already married. Dating really isn't to be marriage light. I suppose I should also say something about love. In this context, we can easily imagine the emotional, romantic, passionate type of love that is part of dating and sex. The love for the beloved, the love between lovers, is not unknown in the Bible. You can read Song of Songs, also known as the Song of Solomon. One hopes that each couple enjoys this love. But it is not the only type of love mentioned in the Bible, nor does the Bible specify the order or type of love when it comes to marriage. In summary, when the Bible mentions love, it can mean fraternal love, friendship, a faithfulness to others because of some link. The Bible also knows eros, erotic love, the love between the sexes. And the Bible talks about agape, which we describe as sacrificial love, and is the love that God has for us, and the love Christians also have for others. Not to exclude the other loves, but to remind us, teach us, guide us, that Jesus' disciples seek to follow Jesus first. And how this is done is determined by the relationships they're in at the moment. Thus, it is not inconceivable for Christians to be told to love their enemies. Consequently, the question of love and marriage is a bit of a chicken and egg discussion. Which should come first? My reading of the Bible is that this question isn't specifically answered. In places such as Great Britain, we are very much of the view that romantic love is the foundation of marriage, but historically, this is a relatively new phenomenon. And even today, this is not a global phenomenon. Couples have, can, and still do marry who are not in this type of romantic love, but grow into it in marriage. Quite frankly, I hope that couples can and do say to each other on their 25th or 50th wedding anniversary something like, "I did love you when we married, but I love you so much more now." What is critical, and not very romantic, I grant you, is understanding that marriage is the relationship that God has given in which love can grow, particularly eros, but of course all aspects of love. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in a marriage sermon from prison in 1943, although engaged to be married himself, he was executed before he was married, said to the couple, "It is not your love that sustains the marriage, but from now on, the marriage that sustains your love." So when we are talking about love, dating, and sex, we are on a pathway that is leading to marriage, which itself is a gracious gift from God in which a couple can find and grow in a love that is unique to them. And for Christian couples, this involves following Jesus in this most intimate of relationships, marriage, which is capable of great joy and happiness, but also great hurt and pain, and learning how to love through it all. A Lutheran view of love, dating, and sex hopefully sets a vision of joy and some goals that each person brings to this most personal of relationships, whereby people are committed to the other until death separates them. If you have specific questions relating to this topic or specific situations that generate more questions, please email them to me at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. That's info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.